This time of year, people often visit the Sonoma Coast with binoculars, hoping to see a passing gray whale. But the chances are getting better and better that they might also spot a bottlenose dolphin or two closer into the shore, if they happen to be looking in the right places.
Dillon Beach would be one of the best locations for looking for them. They see them quite frequently, almost every week, sometimes more than that. Salmon Creek Beach is another good possibility. Doran Beach has also had a number of sightings.
Jackie Soans is the research coordinator at the Bodega Marine Lab, as well as the writer and photographer for her blog, The Natural History of Bodega Bay. She says the dolphins, which range north from Baja California, are coming farther this way as the ocean waters get warmer.
Bottlenose dolphins were known to have come up to this area after El Niños in the past, and some of them at least stayed in the area. And then in the last couple of years, we have had a similar phenomenon where the water temperatures have been much warmer, and we've seen more observations of bottlenose dolphins in the area. And it's probable that that's connected to warm water temperatures, but we don't know for sure.
Bill Keener, a marine biologist with Golden Gate Cetacean Research in San Francisco, has also been tracking the increased presence of dolphins in this region. He sees additional factors that may be behind it as well.
It's expanding their habitat. As they come up from Southern California, they come into very rich fishing areas up here for them. They can get different kinds of fish that they cannot see in Southern California. Partly, it's they've learned how to navigate along that narrow strip of coastline that they inhabit. They can find fish, and so that expands their range.
The first bottlenose was spotted in San Francisco Bay in 2001, but it wasn't until 2014 that one was reported near the Sonoma coast.
Along Duran Beach was the first time, but then we've had people send us photos from Bodega Head. Further north, we get into Point Arena, we get into Mendocino, and then the farthest north was when about half a dozen dolphins were seen in April off Little River, just south of the town of Mendocino.
These dolphins, which can be 10 or 11 feet long and weigh 500 to 700 pounds, may travel hundreds of miles up and down the California coast. But Keener says they stay pretty close to shore.
It's only about 600 animals, and they're stretched from about Ensenada, Mexico, all the way north to like Sonoma and now into Mendocino County. And they stick really close to shore. They never go much more than a mile offshore, and usually it's only a couple hundred yards offshore.
That makes them easier to spot, especially for regular local surfers like Alex Spooner, who's enjoyed several close encounters in recent years.
Generally, it's Salmon Creek, and I do run into quite a few there. But most recently, January 2nd, we ran into three at Dillon Beach. There was three of us in the water surfing, and three dolphins came by and cruised around us quite close, maybe 6 feet away from the closest surfer. You can make eye contact with them, and they seem generally amused or interested in us. We've had them on occasions basically show us how to surf, or they take off underneath the water and jump through the waves and put on quite a show.
Many of the visiting dolphins are known to researchers by the distinctive shapes and markings on their dorsal fins. Bill Keener says it also appears that some are now breeding and calving in our northern waters, further increasing the possibilities of more frequent sightings. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.